heart was pounding. This could not get any worse. And then it did. Good evening, and welcome to another episode of
The Nightmare Society.
This happened on a Sunday night when I was about 10 years old, in the mid-90s. My family house was on a short street, a dead end created by a railroad track. We had a three-story house which was the farthest from the tracks, with windows on every floor, two in the basement. The stairs from our bedrooms upstairs led directly to the front door, which connected to a closed-in mudroom slash porch, which also had a screen door and a glass door that only locked from the inside. Even friends and extended family would wait outside to be let into the porch, as that's where the doorbell was. From inside the porch, you could see right up the stairs through the window in the door. Across the house, parallel to the front door, was the back door. Both had a large window in them. It must have been June because my older brother had a soccer game, and I only had a week of school left. I personally found watching him struggle on the field and being forced to cheer while being eaten by bugs really boring. And I had just gotten a box set of Animorph books that I desperately wanted to be alone with. After about an hour of reasoning and pleading, I finally convinced my parents to let me stay at home alone for the first time while they went to the game. They were only going to be gone for a few hours, and although we didn't live in the best neighborhood, our neighbors were close family friends. I'd be fine. Big mistake. Usually before a game, we'd all go out and eat together, but since I was staying home, they ordered a pizza from down the street. My brother's favorite. I had already been face deep in the first book for half an hour when the doorbell rang. Pizza. I walked out from my bedroom and down the stairs to the living room. I got to the bottom of the stairs and my father was at the door having a conversation with the delivery guy. They were talking about soccer, so I just decided to take the pizzas and keep on keeping on. Which was when I noticed the delivery guy staring at me, intently. He was a middle-aged Caucasian man with an accent, and he was smiling at me in a way I recognized. It was the same smile I had on my face when I told my parents I was old enough to spend the evening in the house alone. Fake, but convincing. I walked past him through the living room to the kitchen and threw the pizzas on the counter and shoved my face into my book. My father talked to him for a few more minutes about sports and then closed the door. My family sat down to eat and chat while I forgot all about him, the food, and the delivery guy. Before they left, around 6:30 p.m., my parents wrote down all the emergency numbers, gave me instructions not to open the door, and headed out with my brother, and I waved them off, excited to finally have the house to myself, if only to read in silence. I locked the main door and headed up to my room to read. It was blissfully quiet, save for the sound of my dog's occasional barking in the backyard. I had just finished the first book and immediately started on the next when the doorbell rang. When the doorbell rang, my dog lost his shit in the backyard. I was up in my bed immediately. I looked at my alarm clock for the first time since they left. 8 p.m. My whole family was at the game, and any extended family in the province was as well. No one would be coming over without calling, especially on a Sunday night. The doorbell rang again, and again. And again. I remained frozen in place, my book crumpling in my shaking hands. I, for the first time, was completely alone and terrified. My sly kid smile flashed in my mind. I thought I was so clever convincing my parents I wasn't scared to be alone. and then another smile flashed in my memory. The pizza guy. And then the banging started. Loud, successive bangs that rattled me, if not the house. And now, from the backyard, my dog was livid. I could hear him barking and whining at the door. I wanted to call someone, but the only phone was in the kitchen, which involved walking right past the front door. I was trapped. Trapped like a rat. I panicked. I was scared to leave my room as my feet would be visible to whomever it was once I entered the hallway. But what if it was just a neighbor or an untimely Jehovah's Witness? I checked the alarm clock again and was surprised that only minutes had gone by and my parents wouldn't be back for an hour and a half, minimum. I'd have to wait it out. So I did. I got up as silently as possible and closed my bedroom door. Eventually, all the barking, ringing, and banging stopped. I waited for half an hour and then opened my door and crept out of my bedroom. Big mistake. I crept down the hallway to the top of the stairs, trying to press myself into the far wall, as out of sight as possible. But all the lights were on, and I realized that it was obvious that someone was home. I peered quickly down the stairs and the window, looking through it to the glass porch door, and saw no one. Sweet Jesus, no one was there. I tore down the stairs and ran for the back door and checked outside. Nothing but my dog, who was all too happy to run inside. I let him in through a crack and slammed the door after him, locking it, and realized it hadn't been locked before. Another big mistake. I turned to the phone, grabbing it, and about to dial my neighbor's number when my dog started acting like he was going to the vets. A low growl accompanied by a crouch, backing away. I froze and looked in his direction. Then followed his gaze to the window in the inner front door, where, inside my porch, past the front screen and glass doors, stood a man I've never seen before, and he was staring at me, livid. I froze, paralyzed with fear as I looked at him, and I couldn't look away. He was tall, slim, and had bags under his eyes. His hair was shoulder length and unkempt. He lifted his hand and placed it on the window, and then looked down and tried to turn the doorknob twice, but it was locked. I came out of my paralysis the second his eyes left mine, and I moved quickly to the side of the wall that led to the basement stairs. It blocked us from being able to see each other. Hiding. Hiding felt good. My dog, still in the corner, inched towards me, low to the ground and still growling. I couldn't breathe. My heart was pounding. This could not get any worse. I was wrong.
I saw you, boy. I saw you. Open the door.
My stomach nestled in my throat. I started crying. I was trapped. Trapped like more rats. I've never really had a fight or flight moment. Only flight or flight. But there was nowhere to go. Back upstairs led right past him. And going down in the basement seemed even more terrifying, as I'd have to walk past the window in the middle of the staircase that looked out into the alley leading to my backyard.
I saw you. You can't hide forever. You have to pay. You have to pay.
He screamed through the door window, shaking the door as he pulled on it. I thought he would just break the window and unlock the door, so I descended slowly down the steps to the basement, going halfway just to put some distance between me and him. Yet another big mistake. I stood still, waiting, and then silence. For a minute, nothing. And then the sound of the glass door and the screen door to the outside opening and slamming. More silence. My dog straightened out, walked over to the top of the stairs and then looked right past me and started growling.
I can still see you. I see you. I see you, boy, and you have to pay.
I jumped and turned my head, and through the window to the alley, I saw his face. He was laying on the ground, staring at me.
I see you. I know you're home. I see you.
Nope. Bye, Felicia. I bolted up the stairs to the inner front door, ripped it open, and then locked the glass door to the porch and backed up into the living room, closing the main door behind me and locking that too. I ran to the kitchen and grabbed the phone, unplugged it, and turned back around. He was at the door again, this time outside the porch. I steeled myself and ran up the stairs with the phone, dog in tow, to my parents' bedroom, which was the only room with a working phone jack and a lock on the door. And then the doorbell started to ring. I closed and locked their door behind me, left the light off, and plugged in the phone. I dialed my neighbors and got their answering machine. I dialed again. Machine. Every ring of their phone was matched by a ring of their doorbell. I called them over and over, finally whispering in a message.
Tom, it's Kevin. A man is trying to get inside the house and I'm alone.
I peered out of my parents' window and looked down into the front yard. He was still there, pacing, walking up and down the stairs, looking into the windows, walking out of sight as he entered the alleyway and then back into the front yard. I noticed my neighbor's car wasn't there. They weren't even home. And it still had not occurred to me to call 911, so I hunkered down and waited with my dog, watching from the corner of the window. He walked back up to the porch, tried the door, and then the doorbell went off a few more times. Then he walked down to the stairs and headed back down to the street. He walked a bit down the sidewalk away from the dead end towards the main road and then stopped and turned around, walking back towards the house. He stopped again and looked up, directly at the window I was looking through. But the room was dark, so he couldn't see me. Instead of turning back around, he continued walking down the street and crossed the street when he reached the train tracks. He walked back up to the other sidewalk, staring at my house all the while, and kept going until he reached the main intersection and turned the corner. I stood in the corner of the window, watching the street for what seemed like hours, until my parents' car pulled up in front of the house along with the neighbor's car. They all got out and my mother headed towards the house while my father started chatting with the neighbor's husband. Those fuckers had left me with an emergency contact number for somebody that wasn't even going to be home because they were out together. I unlocked the door and booked it downstairs, instantly crying with relief as I unlocked the inner door and then the glass porch door. I recounted the night's events to my parents in the kitchen through tears, and they had just started to calm me down. And that's when the doorbell rang. I started to shake and cry again, and my father burst out of his seat and barreled towards the door and swung it open. And there he was. The man. He stood there smiling, a disgusting smile, and I immediately took off down into the basement. My mother was right behind me. I heard my father and him arguing loudly for a few minutes and then my father slamming the door. My father called my mother and I back upstairs, and then after I made him promise the man was gone, I walked up and into the kitchen. My father sat me down and explained the situation. Earlier, my father hadn't had enough cash on him for the pizzas. He had told the delivery guy that he would be back in 4 hours, but he had to make the game and didn't have time to go get more cash right now. The delivery guy agreed, wished my brother good luck in his game, and then had passed the message on to the guy who would be working the closing night shift. That delivery guy had misunderstood, thinking that he was to return immediately and collect payment. He explained it all to my father as if he had rang the doorbell a few times and then left. Not that he had been circling the house, terrifying me for over an hour. He told my father he wasn't sure if anyone was home, so he looked around back, but only saw my dog. So he left, only returning, coincidentally, minutes after my parents returned, armed with a convincing story.
Kids have such an imagination. Sorry that I frightened him.
I called bullshit, but my parents didn't believe me. Suffice it to say, I brought my books with me to every single soccer game after that. Even as an adult, it can be creepy being home alone. Especially when... Hold on. Someone's at the door.
Who is it? I didn't order any...
I see.